Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
Michelle. Joshua, welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here. I've seen enough of you.
Yeah. Maybe too much.
Comfort Zone, every Wednesday live on this channel.
Yeah.
We had fun last night.
We had so much fun last night. What a good fucking show last night.
Last night was dope to watch,
I feel like we've built, it's not finalized, but I feel like we've built the best scene that there's ever been in English in this goddamn city. I don't think it's ever been this good.
I mean, I don't know. I can't really speak to like the older days past 3 years ago, but I completely agree.
Right?
And from what I saw from
spots,
before I started,
we have podcasts,
exactly. Everything's actually happening. There's fucking sold out, packed fucking shows with people killing. And like, not just like, I feel like this city was like, would accept like 4 or 5 comics and that's it.
Yeah.
We have so many comedians now that the city's like embracing in the scene.
Yeah.
And like everyone's killing all over.
The village.
Fucking, it's great to fucking
see.
It is,
yeah. And there's less competitiveness. I think people just like are just kind of like focusing more on their own shit, which is cool and better for everyone, I think.
Bills get bigger.
Yeah, there's not as like, you don't have to go through like as many like hoops, it feels, to just get stage time. So that's
wait, you guys get
plus.
Stage time?
I mean, Josh is up every night. I'm just kidding.
At my own club.
Like Josh is in the green room every night.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, no, it's amazing for me. For, honestly, like I didn't open a club to like be a club owner. You know what I mean? I didn't want to start like a business and go like a comedy club's a good business. I just wanted stage time, and then it slowly worked out into this. And like getting a bunch of stage time is great.
What a goddamn brilliant business move!
It's a very Jewy move on my part. But
I like it.
It's like it's falling like a mix stereotype. Of like the Jewish and Italian side. You know what I mean?
What do the Italians have to do with it?
Yeah, what is it?
But it's because a Jewish, like full Jew
move. You gotta grease the wheels, bro.
Full Jew move would be like, all right, we're gonna make some money here, you know? Yeah. But like, you know, the Italian in me is like, all right, let's fuck.
All right, let's steal some money.
It's like the passion. Yeah. It's like the passion behind it, I guess. The Italians, I don't know.
Listen, I said something. You guys called me out, okay? I don't have it's backed up here.
No, it's okay. We love the spot, and we Comfort Zone is there flirt. Live every week. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
You're back in the city for a bit.
I'm back until end of May. Yeah, so, and I'm just only, I'm hanging at third floor. I love it.
So when? When are you in town until?
Till the end of May.
That's it?
Yeah, well, no, and then I'll be back in July for festival season.
You goofy son of a bitch.
I know.
But there's no classes right now in Toronto?
No, there's no classes, but I want to see what it's like to be in Toronto in the summer.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I want to do 1 month in Toronto. I'm going to probably do June, and then in July, I'm going to be back here, and then in August, I don't know where I'm going to be.
I saw a beaver walk around downtown Toronto this morning.
Oh.
Saw a video online.
A real-life beaver?
A real-life beaver.
Oh.
It was trying to get into a store, and people were videotaping it.
It's a like, smart fucking beaver.
That's our national animal. I hope no one killed it. Like, it should be honored, treasured.
Where are the beavers?
In Canada.
Normally.
In Canada.
They're like, normally in a river.
They're in like rivers?
In the comedy clubs that they built.
Yeah. Yeah, beavers hang around rivers, lakes.
Like, but like this beaver, was it like a pet beaver that someone had and they let out of the house?
No, I think it's just like a stray beaver.
Yeah, it was a big beaver.
Stray beaver?
Yeah, well, not even a stray beaver. He's a free beaver.
Free beaver?
A free beaver living his life.
Poseidon's getting excited.
Yeah. He's like, free the beaver. That's my...
He's like, free the beaver.
Yeah, it was a big fucking beaver. It looked cute as hell with his big fucking beaver tail. Walking around downtown Toronto, and I saw the video online, and it was wholesome. But I don't know what they did with the beaver after.
Can you pet a beaver? Or will
of course. I definitely wouldn't.
Because the thing is, with their teeth...
Only if you pet it in a certain circular motion, I think.
Because they eat trees and shit, right? So they could probably bite your finger off.
Yeah, they
would attack you, for sure.
Well, don't say that. I'm the animals. I get along
with
animals.
Raccoons are the actual, animal of Toronto. Like, they're the, like, official animal of Toronto.
Hey guys, I got a message from our friends over at Canadoc.ca. Canadoc believes that if you're going to consume cannabis, you should do it responsibly. And I'm all for it too. If you head over to Canadoc.ca, they will put you in contact with medical cannabis experts that can help you get your medical cannabis card. A license, like I like to call it, Poseidon. Get that card. It's completely confidential. No one will know. It doesn't. Your job isn't going to know. It doesn't affect your Medicare. It doesn't affect anything. No loans. No one knows except for you. So get that. And then that gives you access to all kinds of companies, the best companies that will grant you edibles, drops, live resin, vape pens, these fucking delicious cookies, all kinds of cool stuff that they have on this. I'm more of a CBD guy. I use the CBD drops. And if you're a veteran, your stuff's free. All the companies that they put you in contact with, they collect on the back end and they just ship you your stuff. If you're a veteran, I think Blue Cross pays for it. So there's no reason really, if you're consuming cannabis, to not do it responsibly. Go to the experts, get someone to talk to you, get your card. They'll give you a prescription on what they believe you should be taking. And then get the best quality stuff, stuff that you can't normally get in Quebec, products that are over 30% THC. So far, the people that have used it, us and the fans, are really happy with it. I just made a new order this morning. It was mostly for CBD drops for my dog. But I like it. So canadoc.ca, consume responsibly. Go to the experts. Thank you.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Raccoons?
No, as your national animal. Yeah, that's horrible.
I like them.
They're cute. Like a baby raccoon drinking a bottle. Like I've seen many videos of white ladies like feeding raccoons with bottles.
There's something cute about raccoons. Cute. They're like dogs, but with like human features, like hands and shit.
Yeah. And they're smart as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're dirty, but they're smart as fuck. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Well, you're talking shit. You call them dirty, but what do you mean?
Like they're like scavengers. Like
well, they're wild animals. I bet you if you have one in your house.
Yeah, but they're like rats. They like eat garbage and like they eat like gross shit and like.
What if you were to find a raccoon as a bebe, a babacoon, and then you raise it as one of your own, like a dog? It won't eat garbage. It'll eat whatever you give it. It'll
learn. Then you're just raising a fucking snobby raccoon.
Upper class
like too
raccoon.
Good, yeah. Upper yeah. class raccoon, too good for fucking.
That's a cool
garbage.
Raccoon, bro.
I mean, that sounds like, bro, you're fucking. You're gonna get.
You
shanked,
let me
bro.
If I had for real. If I had a raccoon around here and he's a raccoon, so he's sitting in the chair.
Yeah,
he's got his hands out like this, and he's just listening to us talk right now. You wouldn't love that shit.
And what? He's just eating fucking tortellini over there.
Bro, I would love it, bro. He's just sitting there. I'm high fiving him.
I definitely could see you like if you were to go on like a TV show and you had like a pet friend, it would be a raccoon for sure.
Fucking insane, bro. High fiving the raccoon, bro.
I feel like you just like see a raccoon following around Pantelis everywhere. That'd be hilarious.
I give him
like
some
a
sausage,
like a puppet. You know what I mean? That'd be so funny.
I knew a guy who used to go to work. He used to have a raccoon stuffed animal.
Was he a cool guy or
he was a
grown
artiste.
Man?
Yeah,
okay.
He was an artiste.
I don't trust people who like bring stuffed animals with them to different places. It freaks me out.
He was a sweetheart.
Well, no, he's an artiste. It's okay.
Yeah. But I did do something mean to him.
What'd you do to him, dude?
Oh, fuck, I can't believe. So
he raped him.
No, he went for lunch, and then we kidnapped his raccoon. I was behind the kidnapping. What I did is we took various photos of.
You were jealous. You wanted a raccoon for yourself.
No, it was just fun to see him react. We took various photos of the raccoon in different places, like around the office, in the microwave, with the door, or in and different being hung and all that stuff. And then when he's looking for that raccoon, he started receiving in an email photos of where the raccoon could be, and it was all the photos we took of, and he was crying, he was screaming, trying to find the raccoon. And the last one was the raccoon hanging himself. And so he was losing his fucking mind. That's and then amazing. When I gave it to him, I was like, but it's just stuffed animal. So like it didn't die being hung. Like, you know that.
Yeah.
Right?
And he's like, that's funny. You know the Elf on the Shelf? You know the thing that like you give to kids for to teach them about Santa?
Yeah.
So my roommate and I
have the digital version, the midget widget.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, my roommate and I, we used to have it in around Christmas time instead of, because like the game is that you're supposed to like hide it in your home and then have your kids find it. But obviously we didn't have kids. So we just, every day we just had to like, we took turns just surprising each other with like the elf doing like crazy shit. So like there was like a gangbang, there was like a full murder scene. Like one time I came home and there was like just ketchup everywhere, and like the elf
Who
had committed
this?
Suicide and like left a suicide note, and we did that for a few years. It was really fun,
but to each other, because you were both level-headed
to each other. Yeah.
I bullied an autist. I traumatized him. I was crying.
Yeah.
He was crying and you were just laughing.
It's a good time, yeah. This poor thing. What's crazy is I was known for bringing up office morale, and you'd think, how is that possible? I sacrificed the feelings of the few for the many.
I mean, yeah, one guy sad, everyone else happy doing their job.
Oh, but then after I gave him like cake and I was like, it's okay, bro. Oh, nice.
Did you give him his raccoon?
Yeah, the raccoon was fine. I'm not going to hurt the raccoon for real. It was just I was putting it in precarious positions for the laugh, for the lulls, as the kids would say. That's what the kids say.
I saw a video of this guy who's like, he's always doing shit with animals. He eats a lot of animals that he kills, you know, because he like lives in the woods and he hunts and stuff. But like, yeah. Not like, he's like
he lives in the woods and hunts.
He doesn't really like hunt like for sport. He like will like find like an animal that got hurt and be like, oh, we found this.
And then kill it.
Yeah, and then like kill it and eat it. That's suspicious. You know? But yeah, so like there was this video.
How did the animal get hurt? I found this animal.
That feels more sociopathic in some way. He like searches for wounded animals and then like preys on them.
But it's all obviously him. He's walking around with a shotgun. He's like, I just found this deer with shotgun wounds.
Well, so it happened in a car the other day. He takes a video and he's sitting in his car and he's like, look at this wounded duck.
Oh no.
Somebody hit it. And I don't know if it's going to make it. Maybe I should just put it out of its misery.
He hit it with his car.
And then, like, it's just a series of him with this duck. And he's just, like, he put it in a box. And it's just the duck, like, flopping over.
Oh, that's sad.
And he's like, I don't know what I should do, man. And then, like, everyone's like, take it to a fucking wildlife crisis place. And he took it there. And they're like, yeah, this duck is clearly, like, not going to make it. Like, we're going to put it out of its misery, you know? And then the end of the video, I'm like, shit, he's going to eat the fucking duck, dude. And he's like, I know what you guys are thinking. I'm not going to eat this duck. This duck didn't die to be eaten. It was a very sad death. And he's like, but while I was at the wildlife crisis place,
I fed it to a
look
wolf.
What I got. And he just saw a video of a box with 5 baby quails. And he's like, I'm going to raise these quails.
Nice.
And yes, I'm raising them for meat.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, what is a quail?
Josh, who are you hanging out with?
Yeah, what is a quail? What is a quail? Remember Dan Quayle? What is a quail exactly?
A quail is like
a bird.
I think it's like it's a bird, and they do like their eggs are used in like a lot of like Asian cuisines.
It's like a chicken and a duck mixed.
Yeah,
it's birds that can't fly. I think
quail eggs are delicious, not for anything, but
eggs. Yeah, quail eggs on some fucking how beef you tartare,
that.
Dude.
That doesn't look like
it doesn't look like it has enough meat. It looks beautiful. Why would you eat a quail?
They were so small. I'm not going to eat this fucking duck that's already dead. I'm going to raise these 5 quails. But it's just like, it's not a lot of meat. So it's not even like a big meal. He's raised it for years just to fucking get
so
it.
Just for a little amuse-bouche, a little appetizer.
The how to was, start quail farming.
He ate a turtle
farming.
Once. Watching him eat a turtle was horrible.
Alive?
Ew.
No. He like, you watch him take apart the shell.
It looked like but how did he kill the turtle?
It was dead when the video started.
They look like
nice questions.
They look like sexy chickens.
He,
of course, he wants
Poseidon has committed numerous animal. Sexual assaults on the animal kingdom. But I don't understand how. Like, there's certain animals, and it's gonna sound crazy because I'm a meat eater. But there's certain animals that I don't think we should be eating.
Okay, like which ones?
For example, these animals that don't really provide much. It seems gratuitous to eat these little things for a snack. Horses, I don't like eating horses because they give us so much.
Yeah. Horses are slaves.
Yeah, horses are our slaves, and they give us so much. And never do they ask for reparations. None of that shit. So they're, you know, but they don't ask for a salary, even though we have them playing in our sports. So horses, I don't think, because they do so much work for us, I don't think we should be eating. Dogs.
Also, like, horse meat's just not good.
It's gamey.
Yeah, it's just people eat it when they're like, they have a stupid diet.
What does gamey mean? I don't eat
a lot
of
chewy.
Meat.
It's chewy.
Yeah.
Okay, now see. Mm-mm.
No, not good at all. Not melt in your mouth.
That's like, how deers are. Like deers
yeah,
in a
like
mousse.
Venison, yeah.
Like meat gum.
I don't want that.
Yeah, and I don't like to chew long on things.
No.
So.
They could make perfectly good glue out of him. So, yeah, horses, I don't think
fish?
We should be eating.
Are you good with the fish?
I'm good with the fish.
I could go full fish diet.
Well, I don't want to go full fish diet because I'm a man who likes his pork, likes his steak. But even pigs, I don't think we should be eating them, but they're the most delicious animal.
They are the most delicious animal.
But they're the smartest. They're smarter than dogs, and we keep fucking eating these goddamn pigs.
I don't like big cuts of pork, like a pork chop or like a pork loin.
I listen, Jew.
Bacon.
Enough out of your propaganda.
Fucking cold cuts.
Cold cuts? Oh, my God. Cold cuts could get
Wait,
it.
You're allowed to eat bacon. I thought you guys don't eat bacon.
Stuff cold cuts in my mouth.
I'm not supposed to, technically, but I cut my dick. Is that not enough, dude? I need to not eat bacon as well.
Okay.
How strict is that? Like, don't eat pork. And like, what's the reason behind it again?
I think that it's back in the day that pork was the thing that would go bad first.
Yeah,
people were like, just stop eating pork. And there's no listen. Way. That
and there's
they would
no
way.
Yeah. They said God said stop eating pork. That's exactly what happened in the desert. Anyway, the Muslims. But now they have everyone has a convoluted thing. It's for the, none of it makes sense. It's literally because
they're swine and like dirty and like they were making people sick.
But at the time they were eating it, they were dirty. They weren't taking care of the pigs.
People
were getting sick. But people are fucking stupid. They wouldn't stop eating them. And people that were in charge were like, stop eating. It's fucking, and they're, so they said God said it.
Have you ever had more than two slices of bacon?
Goddamn right.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, people say pig is the closest to human meat. That's why we shouldn't eat it.
That's absurd. It's
that's
not true.
Crazy.
I mean, I don't know if that's
real.
That
makes me want to try humans.
It does.
Pork
yes,
is delicious.
It does try humans.
Pork is delicious.
That
I heard
makes
that
me
humans.
Try human bacon for sure.
Because I've been watching a documentary.
Okay.
It's called Yellow Jackets.
Just one.
Oh, yeah.
One documentary.
Like, yeah, one documentary is called Yellow Jackets. It's about these girls that play soccer. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. They're on the deserted island.
Yeah.
It's like that book there. They're just like recreating that book.
They're in a Canadian forest.
Oh, it's like, what's it called? Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies.
Kind of. Lord of the Flies-esque, let's say. I like that you brought that up. Yeah. And they eat. They ended up eating a human lady.
Yeah.
So I looked it up. I said, don't you get sick? Don't you get mad cow disease from eating a fellow cow? But apparently, humans, as long as you're not eating the brain, you can eat human flesh. There's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm not saying you should do it, because there's a lot of moral reasons why you shouldn't eat another human being. However, you could if you wanted to. But you could if you wanted to.
So like it's kind of like drinking your own pee. Like it's sterile to eat human flesh kind of thing.
Listen, lady, I don't know why the fuck you took it over there. I don't know what you've been doing. But I heard that you could drink your own pee too.
Apparently, but it has to be.
Like right away,
like,
though. You can't let it sit.
Straight into the cup and...
Disgusting.
Like you can't let it sit.
You want to put ice in it first.
Can't oxidate.
I bought a straw from Amazon.
God bless.
I haven't used it yet.
A single straw from Amazon. Straw? After you watched your single documentary.
Yeah, it's called Life Straw. I bought two of them. It's called Life Straw.
Yeah.
Apparently, I could put this in the sewer and drink water.
Yes, you can. It's like big for hikers.
Yeah. That's what it's sold to hikers, because apparently hikers love drinking shit or their own feces.
They do. They really do.
It's part of hiking.
Get off on it.
Just get a bottle of water, you fucking weirdo.
Do you hike? Sometimes. Okay. Thank you. Because I am.
What is hike? Can you see what? I don't even know what hiking is.
I am very much against the hiking community. It's when you wake up early. Sorry. No, you
go.
No. You were going to go.
It sounds like it's a bunch of...
I don't know. The thing is you are like friends with hikers.
It sounds like suburban moms and dads that want to frolic in the forest.
You wake up really early in the morning and you put on some workout gear, and then you go to a mountain and then you walk up it, and then you feel superior to everybody else because you spent your whole fucking day sweating and walking uphill.
Why walk up? Just go to the gym or jog around your neighborhood, you dumb bitch.
I hate hiking. I hate the principle. I hate like the...
There's mosquitoes involved.
Yeah. And like the people that do it are just so uppity about... them doing it. Like whenever there's a guy on Hinge, it's like, I just love to go hiking. I'm like, no.
I love to go hiking.
It's horrible.
Now, it's if terrible. He said, I love to go hitchhiking.
Hitchhiking.
How do you feel about that? Like, I take risks.
Have you guys ever hitchhiked?
Are you fucking
yes.
crazy?
So
bro?
Yes. Okay, yeah, me too.
No
in
way.
Albania. In Albania.
You hitchhiked in Albania?
Yeah, that's
crazy. You guys are sucking Albanian dude's dick?
So,
that's crazy.
No, so I got to Albania and I had to make it across Albania in a day because we were going to Corfu.
In a day? Oh, you went to Greece.
We went to Greece, yeah. So we were in Bosnia and we went to Montenegro and then we were like, okay, we're going
to
get...
Why'd you go to the third world?
I like to hurt my own feelings. Yeah, so we went and so we had to get through Albania, but there's no English anywhere. We couldn't understand anything we were doing. We like Googled some bus and there was like one bus that goes across Albania in a day. So we like show up to the place. These guys are talking to us. They're not speaking English. One guy could speak Spanish and I was like kind of talking to him in Spanish. Jeez. And then they just grabbed our bags and we were like, what the fuck? We thought we were getting robbed. They just like grabbed our bags and they were like, just get in this white van. And we're like, four girls, we're like, okay, are we gonna just like manifest Liam Neeson? Like, let's do it. So we like get in the van and it was like all day long, the van would just stop, drop people off, pick people up, like people with like like apples. Like at one point they like slide in this like massive like roll of saran wrap and they just like put it in between us. And my friend looks at it and she's like, okay, good. Like that's something to wrap our bodies with. Fantastic. Yeah. And we just spent the whole day just on this van. And the whole time I was like, my dad's going to fucking kill me. Cause my dad is Liam Neeson. Like my dad, if that, he would be the guy who would like show up in Albania and just be like,
it'd be too late.
Out.
They would have already murdered you. Yeah.
But
you would have been in Andrew Tate's basement.
Yeah, exactly. No, seriously. I'd be his first wife.
Crazy.
But yeah. Also, well, it just sounds like to me, honestly.
Did you pay them?
No.
Bitches.
I feel like that was just the bus in Albania.
Maybe. That may have been an Albanian bus.
I think
yeah.
that was just the bus. Been, yeah, you showed up and you were like, where is the bus? And the guy said, right here, asshole.
Are those buses in your native land?
Well, fuck yourself.
Okay.
But no, so I started hitchhiking when I would go to Italy just because like it's a small town where my grandparents are. So like I didn't like walking up the hill with my buddy. So we'd
Antonio,
stop.
Give me a lift to the cafe. Like that
we'd
kind of
see
stuff.
Like a couple walking back to the car and be like, can you drive us up the hill, please? We're Canadian. And they'd be like, okay. They'd take us. And then I came back to Montreal and same thing. I was lazy and drunk and going home. And I'd get to L'Angelier Metro and the walk back home was like 25 minutes. So I would just start
stick
walking.
Your thumb out?
But I'd stick my thumb out and try and stop people driving. I was a sight. I don't know.
Did it ever work?
Yeah, dude.
Like how many times did it work?
Like it worked the once that I can remember off the top of my head. I feel like it must have worked more, but I can remember once these two Haitian dudes picked me up and I got in the
did
car.
Did you have to blow both of them?
At the end, they stopped at my
that
corner.
Was kind
of fun. I was like, I'm good here, guys. And they were like, oh, okay. And then I was like, you guys smoke weed? And they were like, sure.
Not all Haitians smoke weed, sir, but we do.
And then I gave them some weed, and they were like, okay, thanks, bro. And I got out.
But you didn't have to blow them?
No.
Because I heard that it's the unwritten rule of the book, of the road.
Of hitchhiking.
Of hitchhiking?
Yeah.
You have to blow who's driving? Do you have to like give them roadhead, or you just like pull over?
That is at your discretion.
Can you do like but a look-away
I'm like, what are the terms?
The unwritten rule of the road. You don't know that?
I'll do a look away hand job. Like, I'm not going to fully get in there.
I think you do
like
a hand job too. You ever seen Jane Silent Bob Strike Back?
A look away
no,
hand
no.
job.
George Carlin was talking about that. George Carlin, he was a hitchhiker. He's like, they ask him, they go, well, what happens when they give you the ride and you don't make with the head? And he's like, they throw you off if you don't make with the head. And then they're like, nah, bro, there's a line. And on this line, we ain't gay. And Carlin is like, it's the 21st century. Lines, gay, straight. This is the funniest fucking thing.
That's so funny.
He goes, he's like, what is it? It's the first rule in the book. And they're like, what book? He's like, the unwritten book of the road. Fucking Carlin.
Oh my God.
But a lot of, I know a guy, okay, I'm not going to say his name, I'm not going to say whatever. He's not around anymore. He was he used to go to a place that I would go to and he is banned for being a creep. Okay. And then
at a strip club.
No. Just like a bar. Just a bar.
He got banned for being too creepy for a bar.
Yeah. Like very, very sending employees messages and shit. Like very weird guy.
Like while they're working, like just
while working,
hey, come suck my dick in my car.
Yeah,
I'll
it's excessive.
No, like being like, hey, we're
can
gonna
I
go,
finger
I'll
your
take,
ear?
I'll take you to Cuba tomorrow, and they'd be like,
against
no.
your will.
And he'd like try and like get their number and whatever, you know. He
damn,
told
who
someone,
are these girls saying no? I'd go to Cuba.
You haven't seen this guy, dude. He told someone that when he gets vacation time, he drives through the United States.
Nice.
And there's a lot of homeless women looking for lifts. And he's like, that's my favorite thing in the world. And it's just like, what a just horrible life. And the thing is, I've seen this guy with a homeless chick before. So I believe it.
Look, I'm going to say something now. It's going to sound super judgmental. Mm-hmm. And it is. Why would you actively try to have sex with a homeless person? That seems like one of those things where something bad happened and you ended up having sex with a homeless person. I've never met someone who's like, the goal is...
It's okay, it happens, Pentelis.
I'm going to fuck a homeless person. That's crazy. How can that be the goal?
Do you think it like happened once and then he like was like, I like the way they smell?
How can that be the goal fuck a homeless person?
No, he must not get any other pussy.
Yeah.
Impossible.
That's probably
Montreal.
What it is. Impossible. I know a lot of people that get no pussy.
Yeah, but Montreal.
I know
bro.
A lot of people.
No, Montreal.
Pussy.
That means nothing. You, I feel like you.
I live in my own world.
Yeah, you just see things as simple, and you get it. You know what I mean? And you're pretty logical with things. But there's some people out here. They're fucking. I don't know. They any way they try and get it done, they can't. I've been watching it at the bar for years.
Oh, really?
Well, I recently found, can I say this? I recently found out that that pub is apparently the best place to pull in Montreal.
What pub? His pub?
London.
London pub, yeah.
The pub
that's downstairs?
That everybody fucking walks by, and I've
is
never
that
why
those chicks
mind.
Always show up to the thing I'm gonna bang him? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, probably. Wait,
but it's so small. I think that's why, because you could talk to people, because it's fucking small. It's tight. It's not large, so you get lost. You could see a chick across and be like, hey, get her a beer or start talking. That's why, probably, because the...
Yeah, and it's kind of like homey. It feels a little bit like somebody's like basement, so I guess, you know, that gets the juices flowing.
And you're at a good spot.
But it's crazy because I've seen the people that hang out there and I'm like, you guys are getting laid. I'm not getting laid. What the fuck?
Fucking Pecker's getting laid, bro. Yeah.
Pecker's getting laid.
Pecker's been getting laid
Yo,
for years.
Pecker's dude. Cleaning up. Anyway.
Oh, is that a bad thing? I want Pepper.
No, like good for him. Like, yeah, I no, think like, I, he needs it. Like
a good looking kid. He's got charisma. Let him fucking take over the world, bro.
Let him fuck.
He's good. Dude, of all the people that I've met who have like tried stand up, he's one of the few who like takes it seriously. And he like has no need to do anything other than what he does. Yeah, exactly. Except the other day, he told me I need to teach stand up. And I was like, so you want me to just be an asshole?
Yeah,
I was like, you want me to be an asshole?
You need to open up a comedy class.
Oh my God, dude. Anybody who ever does
class.
Like comedy teaching. Well, okay. I'm going to maybe give a pass out there. There's probably a few exceptions. 95%
Very
of the
few.
People
yeah.
that teach comedy are probably the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll get the one who like maybe is an actual good stand-up and thinks they can help. That's the one in a million.
Yeah.
The rest are normally the no-talent open micers.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to teach you how to tell a joke. Listen, you need a premise. You need one. You know what a premise. You need one of these premises. And then you got to find a way to make it funny.
Then expand on the premise.
And then a punch line. You don't necessarily have to punch someone in the line, but it's got to feel like a punch and just... What the fuck are they talking about? It doesn't.
Yeah.
And I don't think you could teach funny.
No, you can't teach funny.
No.
You could teach someone how to write a joke, maybe, but funny is in you.
I think that the best thing for comedians to learn and grow is other comedians watching them and knowing them, ones that know them, not see them for the first time, but that know them and be like, hey, man. Or, hey, lady.
You do this. Good catch.
You do this and you do this. You know, I think that you do this sometimes, you know? And then they're like, oh, yeah. This is somebody who watches me all the time, who sees what I do. Yeah. I should listen to this, you know?
Totally.
And then we all fucking get better together.
Yeah.
But anyone who's like, I know what's going on. Let me go find some random open micers and fucking make them pay me to tell
them. Wait, why do we skip over this? This dude that's fucking the homeless.
Yeah, we went off track. Yeah.
Is he still in Montreal?
Back to your homeless fucking
I don't
friend.
Know, dog.
Oh, that's
I don't
yes,
know.
Yes.
No. But the thing is he's gone.
This is one of your homies.
You don't
he's
understand.
Got the weirdest
he's gone.
Friends. I'm like, Josh, I'll get you
he's
new friends.
He's not my friend. I've just been. I don't have friends.
Like, my friends. I don't have any friends. I don't know anyone. I don't know. I've just moved here. I don't know anything.
He's gone. Like I told you, he got banned. And for me, people get banned. I don't
good
see
for,
them again. They
yeah,
disappear.
Good that he got banned. That sounds
they
weird. That's a.
But I don't understand how he got banned because his tactics, like in order for him to be attracted to a waitress.
No, he sent a waitress like a message that was like,
please lose your job.
I don't know what
your inhibition.
Was. Something. Yeah. One day I'll be homeless and I'll find you.
Second, you lose it all. I'll be that dick to ride on. Like, I don't understand what he says since he likes the homeless so much.
The second you put your thumb up, I'll be there to catch you.
Oh yeah. I'll pick you up.
Oh my God.
Was he a handsome man?
No. He's fucking homeless people.
Again, but you don't know somebody. Look, have you ever met a good-looking person, but they just can't speak? A man?
No, I like ugly men.
No, for real?
I've got it bad, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I just feel like that's her way of just shitting on all her exes at once.
Oh, good, yeah. good. All hideous.
No. Like, I've had, like, no, that's me. Not all my exes are ugly, but...
Shut up, yes, they are. That's what you said.
Yeah.
But I do.
And we got the list right here. Bring it up beside of it.
But my... Kira was telling me yesterday, like finally, I think yesterday we were talking about it, and she just was like, look,
I
gotta be honest with you, Michelle. She's like, it's just always so ugly. Like, she's like, you're just not, like, whatever league you think you're in, you're not in that league because it's just so many ugly guys. But I don't know, like, I guess maybe.
I think they banned that guy because he was banging her. What the?
Maybe.
He just thought she was homeless.
I mean, yeah. I am homeless, so.
Technically, you're homeless now. But really, you just, why? Like, you like, this I can get?
No, I don't think so. I think there's. I think there's something about like an ugly guy who's just a fucking asshole also.
Just mean.
That makes me just go like, oh.
Like, oh, you're ugly. You should be nice.
Yeah. I'm like, why are you so mean?
He's like, you bitches talk too much. She's like, I'm so wet right now.
Yeah. Like, why are you so mean? Right, like, let's lean in a little. Like, oh, what are we, it's like, it's interesting to me. I don't know. I haven't really fully worked it out, but yeah.
I'm not saying you should only base it off beauty. But right. Go after beauty. Chase something good looking. Chase something that you'd be proud to be seen next to.
Yeah.
You guys see Ben Askren's tweet?
Yeah. He wasn't calling his wife ugly.
No, but it sounded tweet? Like he was.
It sounded, but he saved it.
He called his wife
it.
Ugly. He was like, hey, you he guys did. Are fucking saying you got fucking good wives because she's hot?
No, that's not what he said.
My wife's a good mother.
That's not what he said. That's not what Yikes. He said. He had a picture with her, and she wasn't an ugly woman. He had a picture with her and his kids. And he goes, I see all you people posting all these thoughts, basically. These bikinis, like my girlfriend, but they're kind of skanky. He goes, because she's hot. And he says, which I get, he goes. But it's not the only thing. Like, my wife, too. He says, I get it. She's hot. But the biggest thing about her. No. He says, look.
I promise.
The greatest thing about her is that she's a mother.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
And that she used to have tits and
No, but I'm telling you, he didn't say she's hot. He was Hold like. On. While I agree being hot is a nice thing, my wife is a good mother.
No, but I think he said
he had to make off. He had to make a second tweet to be like, guys, obviously my wife is very hot. And I'm like, now you said very.
Oh, I feel bad, bro. Poor wife.
Horrible, dude. I literally, the first response was just Jesus Christ.
It perturbs me, like these like famous comics or even
he's not a comic.
He's a UFC fighter who's been knocked out many times, so I understand.
He was knocked out once.
Okay.
Twice, no?
Okay.
Once. Oh, twice maybe.
Twice. And like,
I think they get to a point in their career name? Where they just want
Ben?
People to serve them.
Askren. Oh, that's my tweet. Yay. Thank you, Poseidon, for liking my tweet.
Algorithm. How do you spell Askren?
A-S-K-R-E-N.
Oh, E with an E.
Okay. E with an E. E.
Welcome back to
There is the first
on
one.
Twitter.
It's the first one.
Funky.
Funky.
Hey, I hope he didn't delete it.
Of course you know this dude, bro. He looks like someone you may have banged. Keep going. There we go. Him and
so
his wife.
Click on
click on that one.
His wife is fucking stunning. What's going on here?
I've seen some guys posting on social media lately about how they are winning because their wife is attractive. While I don't disagree, I think finding a wife who is a great mother is 500%.
While I don't disagree.
I don't disagree. Boys, you're winning. Chill.
Okay, but like she's beautiful and his kids are beautiful.
So, sure, but he's like.
Hey, but maybe for being such a great mom.
He made the second tweet to be like, guys, obviously I think my wife's hot.
But his wife is pretty.
Yeah, she's a pretty woman. But it's just like.
Let me be the.
She's your quintessential white woman.
He was like.
Even that blouse.
He was like seeing people post like sexy pictures of their wives being like, I'm so lucky I'm winning.
She's not.
And he was disgusted. He was like,
is that like
a
is that like a Twitter trend going on? Like men just posting pictures of their hot girlfriend? Or
I don't know.
It's the way.
Okay. I haven't seen this.
The only time I ever saw it recently was people were talking about Brendan Schaub. Like they thought he got hacked because he had on Instagram. I think it was his wife in lingerie. Oh. Like you see her full ass and he's there. And it's like, I even thought he got hacked at the moment because I go, well, that's the mother of your children. It's not the same as you're out with some random thought. It is right. Weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's, protect her asshole. Hide her asshole from strangers. Like, I would think, but. Yeah.
Protect your wife's asshole at all costs.
At all costs.
Yeah.
At all costs.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
But that's something we had a conversation about last time, that this generation doesn't know anything about discretion.
No.
And that's why they fuck all the shit up. They can't be discreet.
Yeah.
So everything is public, so they can't do anything. They fuck everything up.
Well, they manipulate, like I was talking to my friend about this the other day, they manipulate too, like there's a really heavy manipulation of like memories as well. Like it's like there's no longer of doing things like going to the club to go to the club and be present and enjoy the music and whatever and meet people. It's like go to the club so that you can do 6 TikToks before the club and then get to the club and then do TikToks. Like it's the intention of everything is just to create content and to show everyone that you're doing something rather than just like being
well and like
it should be
like,
to go and bang.
The thing is it wasn't as sad when it used to be like girls posting to their own Instagram and they'd like guys who thought they were hot in the city would follow them, you know, but then since the pandemic when they think they could be famous.
Yeah.
So every single post they make is with the intention of maybe I'll be famous.
Yeah.
Like maybe this club picture or club video of me doing this dance will get me.
And the ones that, you know,
the
won't be famous
going viral. Yeah.
Yes, you're not allowed to comment. You're disgusting. You can't say it anymore.
You should. But
Wait, what?
Because
Say that again.
The ones that you know will never be famous. You're not allowed to comment on their photos and be like, "You're disgusting. Like, stop posting this." You're not allowed to do it anymore.
No, but and then the
well,
thing is,
I mean, I'm sure you could do that. Get away with it.
But then there's so many like TikTok like celebrates the freaking like weirdos and like gives them You guys see this kid World of T-shirts?
No, but I'm interested. I like T-shirts.
He is, dude. He's this. I like T-shirts. I think he's autistic. He has something, but like he got a big TikTok following. Would just take all his money from like Uptown New York and go into New York City and run around New York City and wreak havoc. But now he has this
wreak
like,
havoc. What do you mean, bro? Like, this guy's fucking doing? Throwing Molotov cocktails. He said he's starting a civil war.
Do they
he
make
just goes
montages.
Around with a t-shirt cannon and he just fucking
yeah what is happening
they make montages of him like as the Joker from Batman and he's like, "This is my city," and it's like,
oh, I saw that guy,
bro. He's great. They have him doing tours now in New York and it's a World of T-shirt story, and it's this guy who just is a creepy guy who wants to make money off the kid. And like the kid won't talk to these people on the tour, and he's just running around New York breaking things and
a lunatic.
Yeah, no, so no, no.
A lunatic.
New York is something else, man.
How did I get here?
You were talking about TikTok and how it gives weirdos platforms.
Yeah, yeah. So the weirdos, even the weirdos on TikTok, they fucking blow the fuck up.
Everybody's blowing the fuck up.
I reinstalled TikTok the other day.
Nice.
I figured the Chinese have all my info anyway.
That's what it is, though.
They do. They already have it.
They're stealing it.
They
regardless.
Have it. Russia has it. Everybody has it. The problem, though, is
Can I say something that we might have to cut out of the podcast, or is that not...
Well, we have to cut it out? Why?
Maybe.
Is it the N-word?
It's... No, but it's like...
Throw the N-word so we can keep it in.
Okay. Someone went to open a link to MTL Comedy Club yesterday, and their phone was like, "Do not go to this website. It is a phishing scam. They're stealing your information. Do not go to this website."
Is that your website?
No.
No, 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 no.
Oh, is that SIDS?
Yeah.
Wait, it said it's a phishing scam?
Yeah.
It might be.
No, not phishing scam, but it said, like, don't go to this website.
It's erroneous.
Like, stealing your information or
It was like this connection is not secure. One of those.
You know why, though? It might be because it was HTTP and not HTTPS.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be. Because
it happens
sometimes.
Yeah. Because it did it once with my website, and I was like, what the fuck? It's not a phishing scam. But then it's because I didn't put the HTTPS because I have a secure one. And then you put HTTPS instead of HTTP, and it works normally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on your browser settings and your phone. That's all it was. Okay. It was just a coincidence, yeah. Or Sid has some explaining to do.
Yeah, I mean.
Sorry.
but I think it's because of the HTTP versus HTTPS. Yeah. It's like automatic. Now, they try their best, these apps, to keep you secure because there's so much fraud out there. People are dumb as fuck.
It's crazy.
They respond to the dumbest links. Mm-hmm. Like, you get a link on your phone. Mm-hmm. "Hello, sex. I want to give you... $10,000, you're like, fucking right. Like, what are you, retarded?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And there's like these scams with crypto people where it's like advertising giveaways. And it's like, just send any amount of crypto that you want to receive doubled to this address. So it's like, send money here and you will get double back. And people are just sending money to
That's crazy.
Yeah, Adam fell for it. Adam of the
How do you understand crypto and then you don't understand not to click on a link? No one
understands crypto.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They pretend they do. Perfect. None of it makes sense.
And if you're the best at pretending, you're the king of the crypto people.
Yeah. Remember when I said NFTs? Poseidon, we got a podcast of this, are nonsense, and you guys are idiots for buying JPEGs?
No, that's not true.
Well, our man Logan Paul found out the hard way today.
Okay, fair. Why would happen with
Why
him?
Because he bought that number one NFT of that yellow samurai for $630,000.
Right, and now it's worth?
A whopping 10 bucks.
Wow.
But okay, so I agree with the market-wise, but NFTs as in theory, like I own a David Cho NFT. David Cho, I love him as an artist.
That's cool.
And like, I wanted to buy one of his paintings, and he released these NFTs right as I wanted to buy one of his paintings.
Nice.
And it's a personalized NFT for me because I answered a questionnaire. So like, my NFT has a microphone.
That's cool.
I love it so much, but I didn't buy it to make money off of it.
Can you send me a photo of it?
Yeah, I'll show you right now.
Well, there you go. Yeah. And then I have it too.
Yeah, you have it too.
No, but you don't.
You know
but
what
the
it
thing is?
So it's not a new concept. It's not a new concept. It's art collecting.
Have it, no, no, no. If you have it, right? You know, like I can make it my profile picture on Twitter, right? And then let's say like you're like, I could just screenshot it and make it my profile picture.
Or just save it.
Bro, that's sick. You just took my NFT and made it your profile picture.
Yeah.
You know? Like you can make your profile picture a picture of my face. To me, that NFT is like me. Like it's like my
identity.
Yeah,
so it has
identity.
Personal value.
You're drinking the goddamn Kool-Aid.
It has personal value. But to me, NFTs, to me, is just like just art collecting. It's just like the same concept as like buying the original, like an original Monet, as opposed to like going to like a picture frame store and then buying a Monet there. Like it's the same thing. And it's like, that's like how it ascribes value though. It has always been very confusing to me. Like even in the art collector world, I'm like, who decides that it's like,
and also like
that the original is the most.
I didn't even know
one.
What NFTs were. It's, in the beginning, I thought it was a rap group from Taiwan.
It's not a huge thing, but there's a, I'm like connected name. To like a community because of it. All of the people who own the NFTs were all in like a group together and like we talk about shit and whatever. And there's like people who are creating these projects and whatever.
Okay, this is where you meet. So all
why
friends.
Are you laughing?
I understand just, now. This is where Josh meets all his friends.
Did you just
NFT
get my joke?
No, I got it. I've been trying not to laugh and I couldn't hold it.
It's like NWA, but from Taiwan.
Yeah, 3 minutes. Oh, I didn't even hear it. I didn't even hear it.
I heard it.
Yeah, she
I
got
laughed.
It. I'm just a girl.
I'm just trying to defend my NFT here, dude.
No, how much you pay for it? Cool. It is cool.
$200.
I want to fucking strangle you.
Nah.
But the economy.
But I would have paid $1,200 for his painting.
Yes, that I agree with. An actual physical painting?
But to me, this is like, it was made for me.
Don't listen to me. But listen to me. I'm not correct about this.
I am
an idiot.
Component. It's the blockchain component that makes that worthy.
I want to convince myself.
You can't convince me on NFTs because I hate that shit. I think it's stupid.
Okay.
Unless it's like cheap and you want to buy like a $10 photo, that's cool. But spending $200 and shit pisses me off. But don't listen to me because I'm a fucking idiot.
But I want you to believe. You know what I mean?
I'm an idiot.
I'm trying to sell you my NFT.
I'm trying to convince myself. You already know.
He's like, I'm just trying to get rid of it.
We've been talking about Rolexes for 2 weeks.
We've been talking about Rolexes for two weeks.
That's how stupid I am.
Like, good, you believe in Rolexes or?
For 2 weeks, I'm like, bro, I'm buying this watch. And it's like, they're $12,000 watches. And it's unjustifiable to spend that money on a goddamn watch. And then we're like, but we've seen these videos,
but
and he
investment.
Fell down the same rabbit hole. That's why it's like I could sell it. I could buy it at 10.
But it's an,
sell it at
15. Yeah, it's an investment. It's like a Chanel bag, like an old school Chanel bag.
Yeah, but it's crazy. I'm busy. I'm a comedian. I don't have time to become a watch salesman. It's the dumbest thing to even think about.
No, honestly, like I didn't want to say it,
but we love it.
He called me. And he's like, okay, bro. He's like, we're gonna buy some watches. We're gonna
start
sell
a business.
Yo,
we're
gonna go around. I was like, dude, we gotta write jokes.
Yeah, we're just. That's what I'm saying. I'm off the fucking rails, bro. I'm off the rails.
Yeah. So wait, you went into a rabbit hole about how to like sell watches, Rolexes, all this stuff?
I went into a rabbit hole because I found out there's a brand called Patek Philippe, which is like the best watches.
Yeah.
And there was a watch. I said, you know what? I deserve a watch. I'm buying this watch. And I missaw the amount of zeros. And I was like, all right, $20,000 sounds like a lot, but I'm buying this fucking watch.
That's cool. But
and then I found out it was like almost $30 million. And I was like, I'm not buying this watch. What is happening with it? What is it? What's going on here? So I looked into these grand complications of Patek Philippe and how they make the watches, and I was super impressed. But I was like, $20 million is an absurd. What are five people gonna have this watch? Like, who's gonna buy this? So, but then I got into a rabbit hole. Yeah. I found these salesmen in New York, a bunch of his people. They were going around selling watches to each other, and I saw the prices. And yo, does it have box papers? And I started talking like them. So then I called the Rolex store, and I was bullying them about. Or I was like, I saw this. I like the price. I want to buy it. Does it come fully equipped? He's like, yeah, it's brand new. It's the fucking Rolex store. But the guy goes, we don't have that. I go, well, it's on their website. He's like, no, we only have this in stock. I go, I don't like that, bro. That's beneath me. So we had this whole thing, and then I was talking with him. I saw online that you could buy it at retail.
Yeah.
And then like fucking a month and a half later, make 5-6 G's off it.
Yeah,
I go, this is our new business. And he's like, you don't have time for your current business. How are you going to, how is this going to? So that's the rabbit hole.
It's also like, you can't even, it's the same thing with like Jordans. You can't even buy it retail.
Yeah, they sell it like this.
You can't wait in line for 8 hours outside of a watch store. They'll call the police on you, you know? Like,
yeah, I think buying a Rolex with the intention of like selling it right away, I think is not the point. I think the point is like invest in it and then it's like a piece that you have and then maybe because it's only really going to appreciate in value in like 20 years, really. And then you could like give it to your son or like whatever. I think that's what people, or they just like walking around with it on their wrist. I know a ton of people wear fake Rolexes.
That I won't do. I want
to
wear the real quote.
Like, just be like,
and the thing is,
because it's a status thing.
People will know. There will be a guy who knows it's fucking fake, and they're just gonna be like, this guy.
Yeah, I'd rather wear a real Timex than a fake Rolex.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Be yourself. You know what else is good? I've been looking at Casio's.
Casio's good.
As a brand.
They're cool.
The G-Shocks.
Yeah.
So I sold fake G-Shocks when I was 13 years old or 14 years old. And I was making so much money, dude. I was going to the metro station.
No, they go for like 4 G's, bro. I've been looking at some nice G-Shocks for like 2,000. Yeah, limited edition shit. They're fucking nice. I'll show you. We'll go to the Bay. We'll buy one.
Bro, you go to the fucking. I know a guy at L'Angelier Metro. He'll get you a G-Shock.
No, no, I don't want fake. I don't want. I don't want Fendi
Metro. Stop going to that Metro, man.
Well, so the kids in my school were going crazy over G-Shocks, and then I went and I saw them $20, and I was like, okay. And I was like, I'm just gonna tell people they're fake, but they're fucking cool. So I would buy them $20. I'd sell them $80, and kids were buying them. But then I had a partner, and then the partner screwed me over. And anyways, that was my end in the G-Shock
business.
Seems
to be your...
your partner screws you over.
Partner screws them over. That seems to be...
In your high school fake G-Shock days.
I like gave him like money. I gave him like the G-Shocks without the money, and he didn't give me the money. And we played hockey together, but then he gave me the money after.
Yeah.
But like our parents had to get involved.
Really?
We were young Jewish kids. And I'm like, come on. You're going to have a business partner. You got to give him the money.
Was he full Jew?
Yeah, we were both. Well, I guess I'm not.
But did like, he yarmulke it up?
when he brought me the money, yeah.
It was Samson the whole time.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, the G-Shock business, dude, that's where it all started for me.
Really? Like, so you haven't seen, besides bring up business. The G-Shock, I guess, MRG.
I have one.
The coolest one for me is the black.
I have one.
G-Shock MRG.
No. I have a black one with gold.
Oh, you have the black.
No,
and
you
gold
don't. Yeah, you don't. You don't know. You don't know the level of G-Shocks we're talking
about.
That's
what I was gonna say. It's the black and gold, and it was just the regular one.
MRG.
I don't care if it's regular.
Go to click on G-Shock right there. The first website that you're on. Or don't.
I didn't even know the G-Shock. Was
these
Casio.
Are the ones you're talking about.
No, you don't know what I'm talking about unless you click on it. Yeah. All right, go down.
Yeah, these ones are expensive, dude.
I have to understand like this upset. Like, what is the aesthetic appeal of like what? Like, what's the obsession with men and watches?
Okay, I didn't have any obsession with watches at all. I have watches I got as gifts. I bought some because I like them, but I didn't. I'm not a timepiece guy.
But do you?
And then
like
I fell in the goddamn rabbit hole. Poseidon, go back. I want to show you something. I got into the fucking rabbit hole. These stupid Patek Philippe and all these watches. Go to men on top.
But it's also okay.
But
so
it's like,
I have
to me,
to just
it's like why are you gonna drop $4,600 for a digital?
No, on top it says men.
But that's not even that much. But men? The whole thing is
no, like, for the digital one, like at least get the hand. You know what's crazy is that kids now can't read time.
Oh, this one's really nice.
No, it's not. Go down.
I like this one.
I'll show you some nice.
Well, yeah, they don't even have the only
keep
reason
going, keep
I
going.
Time is
they don't even. You know what I learned? You know what I learned?
I'll tell you when to stop.
I was anyway.
But yeah, the watch thing. So I don't know where it came from me, but now I've stop right there. That's the one that I was looking at. Go all the way on the left. That one, click.
Oh, that one's nice too.
That one's cool.
Limited edition 40th anniversary G-Shock.
Red MTG men's watch.
Oh, this one's nice too.
Right?
I love how they I love the marketing names for like men's apparel and like men's.
I think
this is the drill fucker.
Like, yeah.
Okay, do you know why I think men have an obsession?
Tell me.
With watches, it's like trading cards, but for dudes who get pussy.
No, not at all. Because you can have a watch and not get pussy.
This is how
and
we
you can
got,
have trading cards and get pussy.
Like I know how we got reeled in. We
I think it's just
in.
It's a beautiful. I like the mechanics of it.
Yeah,
it's so a beautiful
many,
thing to wear it.
No, but it's still like.
You ever
okay.
seen me suit up? It's another level, bro.
You know,
another
I've
level.
Seen you suit up.
Another level.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Each watch has its own personality.
Okay, I can imagine it's another level.
The watches.
Oh, this
one starts
really
off
nice.
As like a very expensive thing. So you're like, wow, this guy's 50K on his wrist. This guy's 60K on his wrist. We see the videos on TikTok of the people selling the watches and negotiating, right?
That's what I love. I love
but
it.
Then, that's
it's
what
like,
gets
so,
you
so
in.
It's a status
it's a
thing,
no,
right?
It's fully a money thing until you get the. It's all about money. It's all about make it, sell it, buy it, sell it, negotiating until you get the one video where the guy gets the watch and he goes, wow. That's a beautiful piece. You don't know about this watch. This watch, there was a Somalian guy who worked on this for 17 years. He had to
mine. So it's not made well.
He had to go mine the metal himself and make it. And he's a genius.
But that's what happened with the Patek Philippe.
So it's the backstory that gets you guys.
And then you're like, wow, it's worth
it. Bring up, go look, Patek Philippe, Grand Complications. This is what got me.
Okay.
It took 100,000
okay,
hours.
This is like handbags.
Years.
It's like the equivalent of like handbags for women.
100%
that's
exact
what it is.
Equivalent.
Yeah.
Exact equivalent.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like the thing that you put
on images, I guess.
Fucking...
Okay. That's
it's
the one that
thing.
I want.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, and it's the fucking top of their website.
Oh, bro.
And the $20 million
really
watch.
Nice. Yeah. Go down.
I wonder though, like, this is interesting because I feel like
the one in the middle.
Who
click on it.
This one's really nice.
This one's cheaper though. It's affordable. Oh, it's not gonna tell you.
So that's affordable.
No,
they never say. They never say. They never say.
Oh, look at it.
They never say price on request.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, because I'm riffraff. It is beautiful.
It is. It's interesting though because it feels like only other men would know how. Like, you know what I mean? Like, or are there like watch sluts?
For sure there are watch sluts. Are you crazy? Yeah.
There's
oh my God.
Like watch bunnies?
But there's different parts of the world where there's bigger watch. Game. Like London, big watch culture.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because if let's say you're
London. I could do lots of ugly guys in London. I could do London.
Here's the thing. Let's say you are a lady.
Yes. Let's
who
say.
Wants to.
Let's hypothetically say okay. I'm a lady.
So pretend for 5 minutes on, that you are a woman.
Pretend.
Now pretend that you're a lady who just wants to fuck her way up. You only want to fuck a certain level of person.
Again, let's pretend.
But some people now, you know, it's a modern day. Some successful people, they're not going to always wear suits. You know,
right.
They want to be comfortable,
mm-hmm.
but they have watches on. Mm-hmm. If you know watches, you'll look at it. You'll be like, this guy looks like he could be a barista, but there's $10,000 or there's $5,000 on his wrist. A barista is not going to have a $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000. They would have a $40 watch.
I can't tell the difference. So that's the problem.
What I'm saying. So like what he said, these watch sluts, if they know it, they know who to go to without needing their backstory. They don't need to be like, what do you do? They know right away so they could get into it hard. They could get into it as a normal person because they know this person's successful.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I see.
Will like rent pieces when they're going out to like look.
You could rent pieces?
Yeah. You can rent everything.
Oh, I'd be so scared to rent an expensive watch and I'd break it.
Or you rent a fucking $1 million
Well, no,
watch.
No, but you always get the insurance.
Oh, just
I guess.
Wait, how insurance. Much?
The Greek.
What if? Yeah. What if? Yeah. What if? Hold on. But what if it gets stolen?
There's insurance. It's like the company.
Oh my God.
The company that has the
both of them. Oh my God.
Poseidon new scam.
The
new
company
scam.
That has the I imagine.
Forget Avis,
it's like
bro. You need to find
renting.
A watch rental place.
The company. Well,
what
I mean,
find a watch rental place. Poseidon, we're renting an expensive watch, paying for the full insurance, and somehow it's getting stolen.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You feel me, dog?
Exactly.
New scam. A seductive choice. So if you know, let's say you know, oh, that's a Rolex, that's a whatever, that's not a $40 G-Shock, that's a $2,000 G-Shock. Yeah. You can use it to your advantage.
Goddamn, so these guys have a collection.
When you prey on your victims.
I can tell you guys how to spot the difference between a fake G-Shock and a real G-Shock. Like the fake G-Shocks that you'll get from Lingerie Metro, you'll notice they say B-Shock.
Bro, that is... That is overtly fake.
I thought, oh my God.
The tint is a little off. So it's burgundy instead of red.
Okay, just an example. Josh leans in, he's like, guys, I'm going to tell you exactly how you can spot the difference.
Okay, so this one is
you just need eyes.
Yeah. Look, you're going to spot the difference. One is not a watch.
You just need to not be dyslexic and you're good.
What are we looking at, Poseidon? We're done.
Okay, so this one's for rental. So you see it's a bit scruffed up. Retail price is $9,300. It's a bright
one first.
And it's called Borrowed Time. Borrowed Time. So that's a winning name.
That's a very good
name. The marketing's good, at least.
It's got a few scruffs.
They might have had this for like
2 years. Sell price is $5,200 if you want to buy it off of them.
Because it's used. No, it's okay. Yeah. Forget this.
$60 a day.
It continues.
Member price. Bro, you save $12 a day if you're a member.
Dude, if you have like a crazy meeting, dude. Like a crazy. This is actually
Forget
not
Soho
a bad
Club.
Business
but
then, idea.
Okay, like, but what
Borrowed
happens?
Time.
What happens? You have a crazy
that's a
meeting.
That's a great name.
You have a crazy meeting. You show up with the rented watch. And then the guy at the meeting and the person, they go, bro, that watch. Oh my God, I love that watch. And then now you have to have that watch every single time.
Yeah,
and then
what you do is own that watch. No. You know what you say? I only wear it for special occasions. And meeting you guys, that's a special occasion.
Oh, that's good.
No. You know what you do. Yeah, or that. Or you tell them you want to buy it. $6,000. $800 over the selling price.
I'll give you a special price because it means a lot to me.
He's like, I've never seen a watch called B-Shock before.
New brand, my friend, just for you.
But yeah, so now get into, since you know, when you prey on your male victims, get into the watch culture.
So now I got to find ugly guys.
No. You could, there's a certain, because a lot of good looking people, they get some success because it helps not being a goblin. So now you can move up a class by looking at the watches.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's legit.
Kira was right. Stop fucking ugly dudes.
Yeah. Shout out Kira.
What a weird conversation to have with your friend. Be like, listen.
No, women need it.
Are you blind?
No, but I know people like that. Like, I'll have friends where it's just like they just like the worst possible thing, and it's just that's just what they do.
Like
with
men.
Their life. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everyone needs love and affection.
No, but you don't have to give it to everyone.
I mean,
some people just like whatever it is, whatever happened with that, like, I don't know. They're just...
Did an ugly guy blow you off? And now you're trying to conquer the goblins?
Maybe. That might be it, yeah. Maybe.
Was, like, an ugly guy really mean to you in, like, elementary school?
Like, yeah. I will fuck the rest of your people.
A series of ugly men were very mean to me in elementary school, but I don't know.
Did you want to...
Maybe. I don't know. I am trying to figure it out because sometimes I'm like, really? Like, but it does it for me now.
How,
like,
do you not notice that a person's ugly?
No, I know. I like it.
Okay. So you in your eyes, like, you're like, this, like, is, not, like, I'm not, this is an unattractive person, but I'm attracted to
him. You know what it is? I think it's my first boyfriend, like the love of my first love ever. Like, he was my first everything, my first kiss, my first sex, everything. And then my first love.
What happened to him?
He was so, he cheated on me with a billionaire. He was so hot.
Hold on, hold on.
Billionaire?
Wait, a billionaire?
Wait, billionaire.
All right, he gets a pass.
Like a billionaire's kid or a billionaire?
Like, she paid him?
Well, she was a billionaire because her dad was a billionaire.
Okay.
Did she pay
her dad
him?
Was like 80. Did she pay him to cheat on me?
Yeah.
No.
Did he cash in
is
on this?
Still with
is
her?
He still
no,
with
no,
her?
No, she cheated on him. It was like, it was a nice little.
Did he get all kinds of cool
wait,
gifts?
Did she cheat on him with
he
a
did get
fucking
some cool stuff,
with
yeah.
a homeless person? Like, did she go the opposite?
I don't know. I don't know. She. I don't know who she.
What kind of gifts did he get?
He got, I think, he never got a watch. I got him a watch, but he, and
you got
I don't
him
know.
A B-Shock.
I like, we didn't really talk. I got him a B-Shock, yeah, for sure. But I don't know. But he did. He for sure got cool stuff from her, yeah, for sure, for like gifts and
sounds
stuff.
Like a real bitch.
But either way, he was like really, really, really hot, like the hottest guy in my high school. And I dated him for 2 years and like whatever, I bagged him, everything. And then I think after that, I just like, because like maybe because he cheated on me, I'm like overcorrecting the other way, you know?
Oh,
I'm just
don't
kinda,
do
like,
that.
Hot guys cheat.
Don't ruin your life.
But hot guys do cheat. Come on.
Everybody cheats.
Everybody
like,
cheats.
Like, there's no type of person that cheats. If someone's going to cheat, they just
no, but there is like a surplus when you're like, you know, when you're getting a lot of attention.
I don't know. I know a lot of these. I maybe it's just me that I don't know. But I feel like the dudes, like a lot of dudes who are like, you know, ugly dudes need to overcompensate for something. You know what I mean? All the dudes who are like put together
and
like good looking
like.
Dudes, they like, they're just like, why would I cheat? I want love.
Who?
Wait, who's this?
The good looking dudes?
Yeah. Like
no.
Weird,
no,
like,
no, no, no,
no, no.
There's
no,
a
no.
thing that they had said about men. Like you, who was it? Chris Rock. You fuck what's available. So when you're ugly, you have less available to you. So it's like easy. You're like, why would I bang someone else? But then if you're attractive and there's attention on you, you're successful. It's like, it's a matter of time type of thing. They were talking about that. It's not everyone. It depends on the person.
It's not everyone.
Because there's no
on the
be
person,
all.
Yeah.
Everyone's different, but they're saying general.
But there's also different types. I'm talking like, you know, the attractive people that only hang out with like the groups of like insanely attractive people.
Yeah.
That they all like, they go clubbing, whatever. Yeah. Them. They're all cheating on everyone. They're all fucking everyone. They're all fucking.
Most
like,
of the people I hang out with. Most
of
the people I hang around with are artists. So.
There we go. Exactly. Yeah. And it's like, you know, like.
I'm protected by a bunch of fucking pigeons.
That's always like the one like good looking guy in the crew of artists. It's like a good guy. You know, he's like a normal dude.
I guess.
I don't know. I agree with you. I just think everybody cheats. I think anyone can do it.
We can't say everybody because it's, there's no such thing on the planet as everybody. There's
no,
always
sure.
outliers. There's
for
always
sure,
something
for sure,
different.
For sure, of course.
But it just seems like it happens a lot, especially nowadays. Because nowadays also there's temptation everywhere.
Everywhere.
You pop up your Instagram. There's asses. It's a whole different game. Kids aren't, we had this whole conversation at the club.
Yeah.
Dude.
Men aren't fucking.
Men from 18 to 30 or whatever, that group that's right now in that category aren't fucking.
They're not fucking at
all. Then they're getting super frustrated.
And the thing is,
and it causes a vicious
girls
cycle.
Girls are, it's the opposite. Like women are like coming into their sexuality and they're just like down to fuck. And then like women in our 20s were just like looking around and like no one, they don't want to fuck. They're all addicted to porn.
The porn, the everything.
So you have to go higher.
From when they were like 4 onward has all been digital. So they didn't learn. And we're talking about Poseidon. How close is that? This is the generation right after me, like very close.
Yeah. It's just like a few years.
It's a few years, bro, and it's a whole different mindset. It's a whole different mindset. It's like a different country.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Poseidon, you know what we're talking
about? There's a lot of that. Because he's
closer to
that
than me, so he sees it more. Because he grew up with people who are in that right now. Like,
but
it's
I'm even closer.
Like, well, I came closer during the pandemic. Even porn wasn't enough. I'm way too horny. I was way too horny for, like, even though I had a porn addiction.
This is the opposite of what we're talking about.
Too sexy
about.
For my
oh, no,
porn.
But you guys are-
too horny for my porno. Too horny for my porno.
No, but it didn't affect me because even like you know what I'm saying?
I grew up.
There's two sides. There's the people who are watching porn, so they go into sex like thinking that sex is like porn, and they're going shit that people would have never done.
Punch her in the face.
Ago. No, but yeah, like fucking like immediately, like virgins like choking out other virgins, like that didn't used to happen.
They don't know. They don't know how to have sex. They just know how to have like porno sex.
But then also the people who like just fucking. Are addicted to porn and don't fuck.
Yeah, because they're just jerking off.
But like,
well, there's also like less interaction. Like, there's just no need to interact. It's like I think you were saying that like
everything's digital.
Everything's digital. So like you can get your like what I'm getting pissed off of recently, and like my friend and I from Toronto, we were talking about this. Is that I don't know if it's a Toronto thing, but I've noticed that guys, they don't want to fuck, but they want to blow up your phone all fucking day.
Which is crazy.
They want to blow up your phone all fucking day. They want to talk online all day. They want to talk about their problems. They want you to give them work advice. They want to go deep, but then they never want to fucking meet up.
This is what I'm saying. It's crazy.
Fuck. And it's like now finally women are like, we just want to fuck.
Which was the opposite. My generation was stop talking. Yeah. That was my generation.
That's
what I'm saying. It's so close, but also I was influenced. A lot of the people that I was influenced by, like that I would hang around with, were way older than me. So I took a lot of stuff. That's why I talk the way I do. I took a lot of stuff, I guess, from the 70s. So I took, but it's, I think that's what it is. They were all born in the 70s and I was influenced by them a lot. And I would bring that down. That's why I say things that you're like, what the fuck? What year was this retard born in? I have a lot of that in me too. So maybe that's why the digital stuff always shocks me. I'm like, what are you doing, bro? Just call the girl. Just go see her. And then
they don't want to see you. They literally don't want to see you. They just want to be able to like whine and complain and
jerk off.
They want the emotional support of having someone behind a phone who like is into them. The validation of having women that want to talk to them and like want to connect with them in that way, which is better than I guess only chasing after like a sexual connection. But then there's no like, but then they jerk off.
Are you just like talking to dudes with girlfriends who don't like their girlfriends? They're just talking to
you.
No,
I don't.
I hate this fucking bitch.
No, it's not even that.
It's literally, she was saying even on dating apps.
Yeah, they don't.
She said the whole story backstage. You'll connect with someone on a dating app and even then they won't. It's like, but you're on an app to meet. It doesn't make any sense to me. So I try to make it make sense and I can't.
They'll just send you voice memos all day long. It's like, I don't.
Oh, voice. Is that a normal thing that people do? They send a voice memo?
The young people have been sending me voice memos.
On Hinge, they're sending voice memos. A guy will send you seven voice memos about fucking something he photoshopped that day. And it's like, sick, dude. I don't know you enough to care about this. And like, I think this is to women. If a guy is fucking trying to mine you for emotional support, leave that man on red.
The only voice memos I'm happy with are from George because he just breathes into the mic for 30 seconds before he starts talking to me. Yeah.
But
that sounds kind of hot.
It's very hot.
It sounds hot. Hey, me and George should just collaborate on like a sex album.
Yes.
And then Peter. Anytime Peter sends me a voice message is because whatever he's about to tell me. He couldn't type it out because he couldn't say it
too
the way.
Crazy.
He had to just fucking say it. Like, and he's like, shit, man.
If I see a voice thing from Peter or from George, I get excited because I know it's going to be good.
Exactly.
I was like, they're not taking time to type this. This is going to be badass.
Yeah, because imagine them texting over.
It's too much. It's not as funny.
I can't imagine either of them texting ever.
It's going to be good if they voice you.
Yeah, it's always a nice surprise. But and you never know where it's going.
You see what guys did, though? We fucked them up completely.
Women?
Guys in general, we fucked you guys up. So this is probably the worst. Like they fought so hard to have like the best of times, and they ended up in the worst of times, bro. We're blowing them off. We're not banging them. We're fucking yapping the way they used to for hours, annoying them, and then we're going into their sports and beating them at it, dude. It is crazy what is happening to women.
Thank you.
No. Am I wrong though? I could be wrong. It's comedic, but it's true. We're fucking you guys.
I mean, you guys have been fucking us since the beginning of time. I don't know. Nothing has changed.
There was a good couple of years there.
There was a good couple.
We
of
let
years.
You vote.
Yeah, I mean that was. Thank you so much, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome. That was all me.
I know.
But for dudes who lay the pipe, they must have.
Dudes who lay the pipe.
That is the generation.
This is the guys you're trying to fuck.
Yeah, these are the men.
They must be getting all kinds now, since no dude wants to bang. These few dudes that are like,
guys still fuck.
The guys in their 30s. That's what you were saying.
Guys still fuck, yeah.
The guys, they're fine. Fight. Those guys are fine.
So those guys, my age group, maybe a bit younger too, like your age group too, the guys who are social talk are probably banging all kinds. It's because you could meet women, you could bang. But there's a generation. It's not that they can't. They don't want to bang.
They just don't want
that's
to.
That's so weird. Like, I see it on TikTok as well sometimes, and it's so fucking weird because it's anti-instinctual.
Okay, we've been through. I talked to him about this too. It's and not things. The yeah. It's yeah, not the way
against nature.
It goes against nature,
for sure.
Which is fucking insane.
Do they want blowjobs?
No, they don't. They don't know.
They don't even know how to meet yeah, you in person. They're yeah, too anxious. They're too weird, anxious. Odd. Like they're these they weird just little can't. Pussies.
Yeah.
It's I don't very know. Strange. I haven't been someone who's dating yeah, in so long. Have, I just don't know. I just don't.
Yeah, but you have affection. You're banging. You're no, living yeah, yeah. the life no, of a human
me,
being.
Like, but you guys are all just saying this like it's normal. And this is all new to me. Like I don't know.
Well, I found out even before she brought it up at the yeah. club. I knew about this. We because it comes out on podcasts. There's videos, and it's women who normally bring it up. And then at first, like whatever. And then, but it comes up to people I know, and I'm like, what the fuck? And it's not just her. Then there was the other girls backstage who are like, yeah, that's how it is now. It's very. It's like you have to chase them down if, you know, it's like, what the
fuck? Yeah. And you know my what? Yeah. In my, you know what? Dude. Actually, every new busboy is always a virgin and we're always roasting them for being a virgin.
Dude.
And the only reason they fuck is because they got a job and they were like, oh, wait, it's not normal that I'm a virgin?
If I was in my 20s or even younger and you told me, I would think you're insane. You told me there's going to be a future, a short future, in the next 10, 15 years where women are going to be trying to have sex with you. Yeah. And you're going to be like, oh my God, no. I'd be like, this is the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life. That's never going to happen. And then the tables, it didn't even flip because women didn't even used to act like this. This is crazy to me. We're just like, I can't. I got to jerk off. I don't want to talk to you. I've never seen this before in my life. This is crazy.
Yeah. It's like dudes are waiting on porn releases. Like, I don't
know. It's nuts.
Really? No, they are. They're waiting for porn releases and they're not texting us back. That's what's happening.
I used to, it's so weird because I used to hold off on watching porn and jerking off, and I used to wait with my phone in one hand and my dick in the other
for a drop.
No waiting to see if I'm gonna get pussy tonight.
Oh, so if you wouldn't,
so if I wouldn't, I'd be like, ah, fuck.
So God. Most nights was that. Sweet. Most nights his neighbors would hear, oh, fuck, and they're like, shit. He's going to start furiously masturbating. kids, put your headphones on.
Not like, so it's weird. Like, my brother was like the middle one. He was like, you know, I just want a woman who will, and I had to smack it out of him.
His brother would the furiously masturbate to the point where I went to pick him up one day. They don't know this story.
Oh, yeah, tell them.
So I went to pick him up one day, and it was dusk. It was night.
Mm-hmm.
So I stop in front of his house. This is when he used to live with his mom. They all used to live together. So I'm looking at the window because Poseidon's window and the balcony were on the side where the street is. And there's a bunch of Muslim men. I know they're Muslim. They're wearing the pajamas. And there's a Muslim guy in a wheelchair. And they're looking at Poseidon's. So I'm like, what are they looking at? So I'm looking. And I see his brother.
In my room, by the way.
In his room. Bro, but so the curtains, everything's open. And it's night outside.
The lights are on.
And the lights are on inside with the screen. So everything from the outside looking in, you see him in perfect HD. So he's just furiously masturbating. And there's a bunch of Muslim dudes staring at him. So I'm looking at this kid masturbating, these Muslims looking at him, and then Poseidon coming out. So Poseidon comes around.
Wait, you saw him like standing? And
yeah, he was standing up, going crazy. The kid was like all into it. So he comes out, he comes into the car, he sits next to me, and I look at him like this. Christ. What the fuck? Like mouth open. He's like, what? What? And I go, right there, bro.
Wait, hold on.
You went back in.
Yeah, I had forgot. Oh, I came to the car, and I go, oh, wait, I forgot something.
So I thought it was to tell him to stop jerking off. So he stops, he runs back. Okay, so you see like this, because you could see in the house, so the Muslims are looking at him, go back in. You see the light turns on, the kid's still doing his thing. Poseidon gets whatever he wants, the light closes, he leaves again, and the kid's still there jerking off. And he walks out, and Poseidon's looking at the Muslims while they're looking past him into the house. So he sits next to me, he's like, what, bro? I had to go get something. I go, what? Bro, what's going on? He looks like, oh, fuck, he's jerking off, eh? And that's my fucking room, too. So then, what does he do?
Jerks off in your room?
The computer used to be in my room.
Yeah, he locked the, yeah. So then, what does he do? I think he texts him and says, close the blinds or stop jerking off.
At least close the curtains.
Yeah,
dude.
And then his brother rebelled. He like sees the phone, he's like, no, fuck off. There's a bunch of just old Muslim men staring at him until he finished, until
why
he came to the completion.
Why were they watching him complete?
Because it's finally they're allowed to watch gay porn. And
yeah,
maybe they were
them.
Learning. Maybe they were learning.
You have to ask them. They were telling the guy in the wheelchair, look what happens if you can stand up. Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. His brother used to be furious to master it, but what I liked about his brother, he didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He knew now that there's people looking at him and he just continued.
Yeah, he
sounds like he was kind of into it.
No, not even. This brother It was such a, hold on, he didn't, and now he became a little bit religious, now he cares more about and like shit, and it pisses me off.
Now he'd be disgusted, he's like, ugh, yeah, exactly. Muslims are watching me jerk off. It's very religious.
You
though.
Know? But before, he wouldn't give a fuck, and I don't know.
Very impressive.
Something during the pandemic happened, I think he really got scared with COVID and everything, and he started caring a bit a lot happened. More.
Yeah, almost like the world shut down.
Those he first 3 weeks he jerked off way too much.
He became like, he really became like a hypochondriac, scared of everything, you know? Where before he wouldn't give a fuck about nothing. Like, there could be an earthquake and he'd be like, huh, and brush and just keep playing video. Like, he didn't care about anything. Like, we used to scrap it out. He didn't give a fuck. Like, and now, I don't know. Whatever.
He's not.
Well, maybe he ran out of juice or something. I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, that's a nice way to put it. Yeah.
Juice?
Yeah. He ran. He just milked himself to completion.
Himself to
oh,
full completion.
Maybe.
I don't know how we got here. But that was like. A
these
nice
these guys, they don't want to fuck.
These men, they don't want to fuck. They don't want to fuck anything except their right hand. That's it.
Some people are left handed. You judgmental bitch. Some people are like, yeah, but it's very bad. It's very bad for society.
It's not good.
Also, no. I think our birth rate is down, no?
Yes.
Very down, yeah.
Yeah, but that I'm okay with because that means like more, that means women aren't, you
but,
know.
So, yeah, Elon Musk keeps anymore. Freaking out. Elon Musk, everyone's like, we're overpopulated. He's like, we're not. And do you follow this?
Well, we are overpopulated.
We're not overpopulated.
Sure.
Don't listen to her.
Okay.
What does she know? No one's banging her, bro. Don't listen to her.
That like
you heard it. I think we're over. Nobody we're over. Is
we're
banging.
Not gonna
no, no.
have.
We're over. We're overpopulated in the metropolitan areas, but overall, we're not overpopulated.
Like in the world,
yeah. But yeah. Is it that,
are
like,
you sure?
So we don't what? Have, dude, Mexico used to have 6.5 kids per woman. The United right. And now they're at one. They're at two. What? The U.S.
1.4.
The U.S. used to be 3.62.
But do they take into account school shootings?
And now the U.S. is at 1.64. And now Canada used to be at 4. 3.81. Sorry. And now they're at 1.4. Dude. Yeah.
Okay, but like...
So everything you're saying is correct.
We're not even replacing each other.
Because if they were banging, this wouldn't be happening.
But we're not even,
I think women are just not having kids anymore.
But I mean, even if many women were planning on not having kids...
Because...
They even accidental or whatever, the rate wouldn't be
also
this
like
down.
Birth control now is like so normal.
Was like, yeah, the birth been a while since the 90s.
Like, no, but I feel like people weren't like, still a lot of people were just getting pregnant by mistake. And just people are really good at not getting pregnant now.
I think women are just tired of doing it. Like, and this is not every situation, but I think a lot of women are like, watch their moms carry the fucking team for the fucking whole family. And they don't want to, and they can't find partners because nobody's fucking them. And then
they don't
want to
do it alone.
And they don't want to do it alone. And they also have careers. They can't do it alone without burning out. So they're just like, fuck it. Until I find someone who's actually going to help me. We're just not doing
who wants
it.
To be a single mom.
And it's
no, of course I didn't want to be. My parents, my mom was 19, my dad was 22, and both of them kind of had to like put their life on hold to like raise a kid and couldn't do what they
course.
Wanted to do. So for me, I just don't want to have a kid young. I was like, let me just establish myself and then have a kid.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
I feel that way too. Yeah,
I when I can like afford to like take the time without it affecting my
what is that, is that how we die
a life expectancy.
Oh God!
If you look at the charts, an interesting thing. It may be interesting
if you look at the charts.
This fucking scientist.
If you look at the life expectancy over the year, it almost perfectly coincides with the birth rate. The life expectancy has more than doubled in the past 100 years, mm-hmm. but the birth rate has more than doubled downwards. So. People are living longer.
I don't know what he said.
You know that meme where it's like all the math numbers? Yeah. I'm just like
listen.
You guys can
new intro for intellectual.
You can put that on my face as he was describing that because I'm trying to figure it out.
Hey, listen, girly, I know this is going to be over your lady head, but if the percentage of downward motion for the birth rate is up but not down, then the expectancy of life doubles up, you know.
No, what I'm trying
science.
To say. What I'm trying
it
to say. Hold on,
bro.
What I was trying to say, I think life expectancy has a role to play with the birth rate going
up. It does
down.
Not.
I think it does.
But how?
because people now live longer and they realize, ah, okay, like I don't have.
Oh yeah,
we don't have to have
for sure.
But I mean, keep ourselves alive.
I mean, the timer for women.
What you think people are having kids to keep themselves alive? I'm only having kids to drain them of their life force, bro.
I think it was more of a survival thing in the past.
No, we need to have kids so they can take care of us when we are like 50.
Yeah, but now because of technology and we can live longer, I think the survival instinct isn't there.
I know, but we have the instinct.
Yeah, I just think women are fed up.
No, but we have the instinct, human, male and female, we have the instinct of reproducing.
Of course, yeah.
And raising kids. We have that instinct in us.
Yeah.
Sammy Beans, every time he gets fucking drunk, he's like, I just want to impregnate bitches. Every time
he says impregnate. Yeah. Oh, this guy's ready. Yeah.
That's, yeah.
He should. And Sammy Beans, not qualified to be a dad. No, he should be rapping that tool.
He doesn't want to take care of them. He just wants to impregnate many women. He just wants to spread his seed.
Yeah. Exactly.
I feel bad for you.
You should feel bad for me.
Yeah, if you need some seed, Sammy Beans got you.
I'm sure
don't tempt me.
I'm sure he's not the only one who offered. That's the problem. That must be wacky for you guys, you ladies.
What do you mean?
Like the offers and like how it must be very. It gets weird after a while.
The offers to be impregnated.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, it's weird. I don't think that's common, but
there's a reason why cream pies is a very popular category.
I don't know what he does around here apart from making my guests uncomfortable.
You know how like
No, wait, what do you mean?
Like he's hungry.
Okay. Like cream pie.
He just likes cream pie.
Cream pieing is when you come inside her.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you eat it.
But it's like a specific type of person.
No, that's something else. That's like the
That's for homosexuals.
No.
When you eat the
That's like the king something. They did like a bit about it on How I Met Your Mother. It's like the one where you come and then you go down on her.
That's disgusting.
Bro, listen, you gotta creep by these bitches. And then it's like, yeah, and then you wanna eat it? That's disgusting. That's gross. A serious podcast. How did we get to this? He's an oaf. I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, yeah, the offers you get.
So what other offers?
But like, you know how like dudes will always be like, if I was a chick, I would just fuck everyone.
Yeah.
So I feel like chicks are like that too. Until,
if I was a dude, I'd fuck everyone.
No. And as chicks, they're just like, yeah, I'm going to fuck everyone. But until they fuck that first person who's like way below what they should fuck,
yeah.
But they're like, I just want to fuck, I'll do it. And then that guy is just a psychopath. And they're just like, I can't do this anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
all it would take different. For us it's is just different.
We fuck one homeless chick and we're like, I can't do this anymore. Yeah, you know?
Well, here's the thing is that men can masturbate with women and women cannot really masturbate with men. Like you need to, like, it's the like physiological makeup of men and women is it like, I mean, I guess you could in a sense, like just take their fingers and do it yourself, but it's like, it's not guaranteed you're going to come. It's not guaranteed you're even really going to have a good time. So it's like, yeah, but yeah, for sure. Women want to fuck just as much as men.
Yeah. But now they're fucked. Cause
men all I'm saying is like, even like they do it still. Like dudes are always like, oh, they I would do it. If, and it's like, yeah, you would do it until you fuck that one crazy person.
Yeah.
You fuck Poseidon and then like shit.
Oh, you're saying like there's some guys.
Poseidon
that
has had his Poseidon moment too. He's talked about it. He's had situations where it's just
fucked,
like
you fucked the person.
Oh,
and
but
like,
it happened, dude. It happened.
I was fingering this one chick in my apartment. Oh, and she
bro,
farted.
Don't even talk about it. Don't even talk about it. Yeah, I was talking about.
I want to hear about.
By the way, that's not the situation. That's not. No, that's not the situation I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm talking about the other. Yeah, but you don't have to talk about it again because it's gonna make us depressed.
Yeah.
But it's just I get because you sometimes you end up in situations you're like, what did I just bang or whatever. That'll fuck with you.
Yeah, for sure.
By the way, go fuck yourselves. I am a catch.
What?
I'm a catch, bro.
Yeah, but they keep letting you go. You're on a catch and release program.
That's because I'm too beautiful to keep.
Yeah. But also, farting is normal in sex.
No,
washing
that's not,
that girl.
No,
happens.
No, you don't understand. She, it was
IBS
a whole thing.
IBS girlies. Please don't beat around the bush.
Tell us what happened, please.
Can you do like the, okay. Can you give like the short version?
Okay, so it was during the pandemic.
I don't know if that's possible.
It was during the pandemic.
Already long.
Do you know the story?
I took a confidence.
I've heard it.
Can you tell the story?
I remember.
I'll say it fast. I took a confidence hit because I wasn't making that much money and I was just trying to get laid. I was very lonely and blah, blah, blah. And and then it just got
this
worse.
This is the short version.
So here's the thing. So the first chick that I met.
The year was 300 AD.
I was seeing a therapist. You know, she was a nice lady.
She was a nice lady.
Look, super sweet woman, but she kind of looked like Obelix.
Okay.
She had red hair, or, you know, and everything, and her face, you know, like she was really nice, but I'm not, I don't want to be mean.
Okay, she was a woman, yeah.
She was a woman, you know, but and she was overweight, you know, and more overweight than, thick, than thick she. No, but a little too much for my taste. Some dudes like that shit, but, you know, I like a thick woman too, but like it was, anyways.
Okay.
And
very peculiar.
I brought her home. And
he's not going to give that six pack to anyone.
No. She was really sweet. Hey, we all have our tastes, you know. I understand. I'm not.
This is supposed to be the short version.
Okay, so what happened?
And then as I'm fingering her in my room, she fucking farted.
Okay.
But like loud?
Yeah, like, you know, and I was like, oh, no.
Wait, it sounds like you were fingering her.
No. It was, anyway, whatever. And then that happened. And then the second one. This one was really bad. This chick was messaging me on Instagram and shit, and I was like, "Yo, shit!" And then I'm like,
"This isn't even the worst one. You're forgetting the worst one, but it's okay."
Which one was the worst one?
So far, these have just been
the
medium stories about sex.
The false advertising.
Oh, the issue. Like you got catfish.
That's the one I'm talking about.
That farting story to me sounds like he just didn't want to fuck her. And then he was like, I'll do it anyways.
You got tricked. You got catfish. But you're like, fuck, I'm already here.
And that's the difference between men and women. Like you're never Motel. Like, oh, I'm never just going to be like, yeah, I'll just.
Oh, but that one was nowhere near as bad as.
Really?
That one she farted. She was just like, it didn't smell. She was just on his. She was just really skinny. And I don't like skinny broads either, you know?
You can never
Dude,
please
he's
him.
He's fucking Goldilocks. He's too fat, too skinny,
too gay.
No. The worst one.
No
worst
dick.
One,
yeah.
No. The worst one.
Hey, worst one where's your dick, you fucking weirdo?
So I'm messaging.
You're gonna come in here trying to sex with me, dickless.
I told her to send me some pictures because her pictures weren't very clear on Instagram. I'm like,
pictures
send me
of what?
You being attractive. You
Hold
know?
On a second. Is this the chick that I got you to bang with my message on Tinder?
No, that was a long time ago.
Okay.
I
told her
she
about.
She was nice too.
Do you remember that message?
She smelled really nice, the fat one.
Do you remember that epic message? Do you remember the epic message?
I do remember it.
Nothing worse than a fat person that also smells.
She smelled really nice. She was very clean. Good. You know
just
what I mean?
Stinky people in general.
No,
like,
but the worst one. This is by far the worst bang I've ever had, and this was my turning point where I'm like, okay, yeah, I got to protect my penis at all times, and. So she wouldn't send me pictures. She's like, no, just we'll come over, we'll hang out. And she was a dreadlock specialist. That's what her job was. And she came home.
But it was weird because she worked on a farm.
Yeah, she came to my apartment. And I wasn't expecting it to be that because she's like, I'm a mom. So I'm guessing like a mother, you know, kind of like she takes care of herself. She takes care of her children. You know, and dreadlock.
This is the image I had in my head. Hold on.
And then she comes over and she was missing teeth and she stank and she reeked out. I wanted to burn my sheets. It was terrible.
She lost the teeth on the way there.
It was terrible. And then I think like.
Did you fuck her?
But you still.
Hold on. I smoked some weed with her. I don't know why I accepted because I'm fucking insane. And then what happened was, I think I've said this on Suze Kut.
I now have AIDS.
And
you woke up the next morning. She was like, "How'd you like the pudding?"
The thing is, I didn't want to have sex. And then So I smoked some weed with her, and I kind of wanted to kick her out of my apartment, but I didn't know how. But then I got high, and she started licking my face, and I didn't know how to react. And then I just went with it because I was in shock. And then she brought me to my room.
He liked it. He's
lying.
And
then she just started sucking my dick. But the thing is, she had no teeth, and it felt really good. And then I felt really bad.
It's like grandma used to make.
and then I was like, "Ah, no." And then she turned around, and she just started fucking me. And I was like,
she fucked you?
Yeah, he took
me. No. She fucked me like I fucked her like with my dick. Like
but
I
then
had
he got sex pegged.
She fucked him.
No, I didn't get pegged. And then go fuck yourself.
No, even have you ever seen
I can't wait till Gabe's clips this.
She started
fucking me.
And then I didn't even do any motion. Like she's the one that turned around and put herself in doggy and then had sex until I'm not gonna lie.
So she fucked you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I'm not gonna lie, bro. That
you were the victim of a sexual assault.
That grip was insane. No. I wouldn't say
did
victim.
You just say grip.
Like she had insane grip. I was shocked.
I'm gonna kill myself.
And then I had sex. And then she
I'm
could tell.
Fucking kill myself
and then
right
she
here.
Could tell I felt disgusted with myself. And then she's like, "Hey, are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm good." But I was really in like just disgusted at what I just did. And she just left. And she's like, "Okay, have a good day." She was like really happy. And she just left. And then I started crying in the shower.
I feel bad for him. You're a woman. You don't get it.
Yeah,
I feel he
like
makes.
You don't understand.
I feel sad.
She
you're
like,
right.
Oh, while
I
she
don't understand what it's like
while,
for a random
while,
stranger
while
to come over,
sucking,
go down on you, have sex with you. And then
by the
leave.
Way, while she was sucking my dick, my dick. While she was sucking, at some point, that's when I really realized the smell. Because at some point, when she came in, she's like, "I got to use the shower," and she smelled a bit. I'm like, "Okay, she's gonna clean up. She had a long day. I don't know, you know." But she didn't.
She smelled like what?
Huh?
She smelled like what?
Just filth. Okay.
Look, to wrap the story up, she was a raccoon.
No, but that, and then like, cause when she got undressed, like as she sucked my dick, the smell got worse. I'm like, where the fuck is that coming from? And then I reached over with my finger, and then you know, kind of like,
okay,
touch, you know.
I think I've heard enough.
And then I put the fingers to my nose. I was like, huh? Like it really like fucking hit me. But she,
you
thought
know, everyone
she,
has a bad day once yeah. in a while. You know?
Look. By the way, she's not a bad person. She was not a bad.
It's like so when just, you know, when you get horny, when you get horny,
men get horny.
The
is
part
else.
The part of your brain that like yeah. activates when you're disgusted turns off when you get horny.
That's good to know, actually.
No, it's yeah, true. That's no, why dudes, people can deal with shit. But so for him, he dealt with it after her fucking toothless blowjob. He was horny enough to stop smelling it, and then like after he came, he smelled it. And was like,
I took like five showers.
I guarantee.
But this is good.
I wanted to burn
this
my
is
sheets.
Good for like the women out there, because I think women get in their head a lot about like what they look like, what they smell like, what they like the whole time. And it's just like, let it go, because your brain's off.
I guarantee you. Correct me if I'm wrong. What do you think? But I've been saying this for years. You don't have to tell you drugs, alcohol, whatever. If you take an actual poll, it'll be overwhelming. The biggest mistakes that a guy is going to make in his life that'll fuck him up, it's not going to come from drugs or alcohol. It's going to come from his dick. His dick is his biggest enemy. This is not even, I'm not saying it as a joke. Your dick is your biggest enemy.
There's wars out going
There's
on
wars
right
out
now
for
because
dude,
of people's dicks.
They get
sure.
horny and it's you're a different person.
Yeah. Look
it's
at
a
what's,
whole,
what's his name? The mayor of New York? What was his name? The Italian guy?
Oh, yeah. But he was a
I apologize for just being an Italian.
Bro, I had a joke on stage about this.
Yeah,
what was I forgot his name. Andrew Cuomo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
His dick, bro. I don't think
his
he was
dick
a bad
got him
guy
in trouble.
Other than his fucking dick and his horrible.
Yeah, his dick got him
shit.
In trouble. And then the best was when he goes, I'm not a press conference. I'm not a pervert. I'm just Italian. And crazy. Then you hear the silence like, what the fuck does that mean?
It's crazy. Just apologize.
I'm not a pervert. I'm Italian.
It's like, different.
Bro, now you're just throwing all the wops under the bus.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was, that guy.
But what a time to be alive.
Yeah. Worse than drugs and alcohol.
But that's what my grandparents, they used to fight. My Italian grandparents would fight all the time, yelling. And I was like a little kid, and I was like, stop fighting. And they'd be like, we're not fighting, we're Italian. And like one day I was yelling in school, and my teacher was like, stop yelling. I was like, I'm not yelling, I'm Italian. And my teacher was like, get out.
Yeah. Do you think your grandparents are freaking in bed? Probably with all the yelling. Mm.
They haven't slept. Anyways, we're not talking. My grandfather sleeps on the couch. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
What are we talking about here?
That's fine.
Keep on.
Why'd you do this, Michelle? It's okay. They're never going to watch your podcast.
Is,
I don't know why.
No, leave them alone.
You asked me and I'm like, my grandparents are going to listen to this. And it's like, they'll never listen to this.
They're going to listen to the Poseidon story.
Yeah, of course.
I think everyone will. I think I might listen to that story for the rest of my life.
I'm so sorry you went through. I told you I was it's disgusting.
Yeah, I still hate myself.
But you shouldn't hate yourself. I mean, whatever, you had sex with someone, it's fine. You sounds like you had a good time.
I could have went without having sex with.
Yeah, yeah, like the equivalent is, let's say you blow a guy who has random shit on his dick.
Let's pretend.
He has random shit on his dick. He walked in there with shit on his dick. It's not your shit. Shit on his dick, and then you blow him still. You brush your teeth, you stink your mouth, and then you live with that. You're like, why did I do that? That's what that's what he's describing to you. That's the kind of emotion he's trying to give to you. Mm. Now, does it sink in? Mm-hmm.
But what makes me feel better about this is that like it just reminds me that no matter what, men are like way more disgusting. So there's really
men are horrible.
You can do. But
this is true. I agree.
Yeah, men. Yeah.
I didn't know that ass to mouth was a thing. Like
what's ass to mouth?
Like it's when you talk with your ass.
No, like if you fuck someone
in innocent
the ass,
response.
Yeah. Like without a condom on, and then they blow you, that's like I'm such a psycho that I didn't even consider that in life. Like it took someone being like, your dick was just in my ass. Like I'm not gonna put it in my mouth.
Why are you looking like? That's a bad thing. Or?
Why are you looking at me like
we're the idiots?
I thought you were explaining to me like a term, like
no,
ass
just,
to mouth.
It's
like,
a term.
Ass to mouth is like first your dick's in the ass, then it's in the mouth. But it's just like, I thought that it was, my dick's like, clean, bro. My dick's clean. And then someone was like, your dick was just in my ass. And I was like, you know what? It was. And then they were like,
and then, yeah. And he's like,
yeah.
I'm very sorry. Like, I don't want to ruin things between you and grandma.
I mean, yeah. You're right. I mean, I think most women would be conscious and would be like, maybe just like wash it off before, but. I mean, it's like the same thing as like when they go down on you and then make out with you after. It's like, it's all liquids and fluids. I feel like when you're having sex, you just like subscribe to that.
I'll kiss someone
after
a blowjob. I don't care.
What?
I'll kiss someone after I get a blowjob.
Yeah, well, who cares? Like it's your skin.
Yeah, bro, the guy was nice enough to go down on you.
No, but like ass is a lot. Yeah, like
you put in the work and yeah.
Yeah, he deserves it, bro.
What's Samson up to though? I haven't seen him in a minute.
You know what? I literally worry about Samson every once in a while, but I'm like, I can't text him.
No, he's going to be fine.
I can't text him and say, no, I'm worried about you, because then he's going to be worried about himself. But then I see him and he's always fine. You know?
Yeah, he's always fine.
He's fine.
He's always, oh, he's got a story.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's fine. He's always in some argument with some shady business.
It's the best.
It's crazy.
He lives an existence that I love.
Yeah.
Me too. He's my favorite, like one of my favorite people in the scene. Yeah,
he's hilarious.
He just gets me so giddy and silly, like, just because he's just, everything he says, I'm like.
He's a caricature.
Yes. He is a caricature. He's like, that's why he's so funny. Yeah. Like, just
I don't
him.
Think he knows how funny he is. No, he doesn't. That's his only issue.
He doesn't know what's funny about him.
Yeah.
You know, like he does just stuff funny. That's so funny. And this is what it is. It sucks. Every time, the way I'm like, I can't listen to Amr, he has that. Every time I tell him something's funny, he's like, okay, I can't do that anymore. And it sucks. But like, it's what he does.
Yeah, they don't like, they both don't like to take advice a lot. And then when they're told to do something, they want to do the opposite. Exactly. They're just they just rebel against like people telling them what to do. So
Amr was told to move to the States. That's why he lives here. Repeatedly. All right, listen, I thank you guys for coming. I think it was a great podcast up until the moment where you started talking about eating shit and sucking dicks. It was a great time. Michelle Forrester, you had a very successful first ever comedy festival. Mm-hmm. We're all very proud of you. You did fantastic job.
Yeah.
This summer, you're going to be here and in Toronto.
Back and forth, yeah.
People should follow you online so that you can tell them where you will be performing in either city.
For sure, yeah.
Montreal, Toronto.
You can follow me at Michelle Forrester on Instagram.
Yeah, links are already in the description. Oh, well, I don't fuck around like that.
You don't fuck around.
Josh, you will be at a local Jewish deli?
Yes. I just want to say Aaron Belial is coming to town May 12th, May 13th. It's going to be a great set of shows. He will not be back in Montreal anytime soon. He hates Montreal, but he loves the third floor.
I get him.
I get it too. He is going to be there for a few shows, so come for the fucking shows. I'm going to be on. Michelle's going to be on. Hattie's going to be on. Peter's going to be on. It's going to be a great fucking time.
Yeah, we're excited.
And dude, this guy is blowing up. You're not going to be able to
see him.
He's
too famous for us.
He's too famous.
He's too famous.
Get your tickets now. He's a local handicap and he's fucking awesome.
Thirdfloorcomedyclub.com.
Yeah, and third floor is blown up this summer, so come by. Yes.
And Comfort Zone. Come to Comfort Zone.
Comfort Zone. Every Wednesday night.
Comfort
Zone. Bordel in English every Tuesday night. We got podcasts. Yeah. We got everything. Links are in the description. Thank you all.
Thank you. We built this prison cell 'cause we can't trust ourselves.